Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You will get a new show each week. This show is, of course, produced by my stellar team of dedicated student interns in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And my brand new interns who have been working on the show for the last couple of weeks, but I'll be honest with you, I have not even met them in person yet. I've met them on Zoom because of the situation that we're in, and yet they're already doing the work. So thank you, Jasmine Rivera and Myra Canseco, and look forward to meeting you in person one of these days. In the meantime, you are doing a wonderful job. And so thank you, because as I tell all of you each week, I have the easy part of this gig, and that's just to show up and talk with some very interesting and knowledgeable people, and my interns do the rest. And if I had to do it, we would not have a show. And yet, here we are in the middle of this COVID mess, and we have not missed a show, despite the fact that we haven't been in our studio since the middle of March. It all works, and we do the best that we can. And I am very pleased to welcome a special guest, a repeat offender, our coordinator of student services, Lisa Todd. Thanks for coming back. Didn't think I'd have you on this quick. It hasn't been that long since our last visit, but things have changed and we have lots going on and a lot going on in your department, for sure. So wanted to have you in. So as we're getting ready to start the school year in a little over a week, it's July 26th, a little over a week. We're
just can't even wrap my head around.
Right? I mean, well, we blink.
We didn't really have a summer.
We blink and the summer's gone anyway, and this summer has been even, it's just like, really?
Yes.
I mean, you know, when you hear, you listen to the news and you hear about fall reopenings of school, and it's like, how did this happen?
People I know are working harder now than, have worked harder all summer than probably.
Right? Time, so. I mean, it's just been incredible. How long have you been at Palm Springs Unified?
So this is going on my 20th year. So this will be my 20th year in the district.
So me too.
This is now my second year in this position.
Yeah, and you've held a lot of positions in administration, and you start as a teacher, right?
I taught at James Workman, and then I was counselor at Workman. Counselor at Desert Springs Middle School, Painted Hills Middle School, Desert Prospects High School, and then AP at Nellie Kaufman. And now I am here at the district office.
Here you are. Give us a little overview of your current position.
So I'm a coordinator for student services, and so basically one of the big areas that I work with is attendance. But also kind of everything that's not instruction related. So I work with the students who are returning from expulsion, so we deal with discipline and things like that in our area. Also supervising process with enrollment and registration and those kind of things. And then also I supervise a team of the community liaisons who do outreach to families and help get families connected to resources and also make sure that they're attending things like that.
So you're also the liaison with our community organizations that do so much to support us, like our Rotary Clubs and Lions Club and
Assistance League.
And it's gonna be more difficult this year for them to do what they usually do, and hopefully they can still do some of it at least. But it's just, you know, with all the restrictions on.
But it's been pretty amazing. Again, as we said earlier, flexibility is definitely the word of the day right now. And so a couple of the organizations that we work closely with have reached out to us to rethink, you know, their, like the Assistance League normally donates uniforms and things like that. We're rethinking that because we're starting from home. So they're looking at supplies that students may need at home that they, like school supplies and things like that, that they're not in classrooms to be able to get paper and pencils and crayons and things like that. So a lot of the organizations are really looking at different ways that they can help.
That's great. So are they they probably won't, at least for the beginning of the year, won't do their big Operation School Bell uniforms.
Right. We're looking at pushing that part back, but they're still looking at doing a big, being able to get supplies out to school sites to be able to provide to families.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so March 13th, that inevitable, or the that not inevitable, what's the word I'm looking for? Infamous,
yes.
Friday the 13th, when...
The day the world stopped.
Right? I mean, that's the day that we were getting ready to do it anyway as a district, but we were calling it a moved-up spring break, and right after we made that decision, then the county said, nope, you're all shutting down. So that changed that, and the whole, all of Riverside County physically shut down, and we haven't been back since, physically. However, our team, and I've said this every single week I've come on the radio since this happened, that you really, you know, not that I didn't feel it before, in terms of the people that I get to work with every day, but something like this happens, you really see what people are made of. And
absolutely.
This team has just been absolutely incredible. I haven't missed a beat. Most of the people have not taken but a day or two of vacation when they usually offer a couple of weeks, because that's when we all take our vacations, not this summer,
right.
Because we've been really busy.
Yeah.
And I mean, Ed Services, you know, putting together distance learning, not as robust as we would have liked it, and that's going to change with us, because as here we are July 26th, and I can't promise you that things aren't going to change again, because they've been changing literally, if not daily, at least weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest was the governor that decided, and again, we were ahead of the curve and made the decision anyway that we were going to start in distance learning,
mm-hmm.
and then transition into a hybrid program for the parents that feel comfortable having their kids come back to school at some point. And we don't know exactly when that's going to be, but when it's safe to do so, we will be bringing kids back part-time,
mm-hmm.
so that we can keep the distance, keep the class size smaller, and all that stuff. Then the governor said, if your county is on the watch list, which we are as of the recording of this show, a couple days before July 26th, then you cannot come back. And, you know, I guess that left Orange County kind of holding a bag of crap. And I mean, because they had planned on coming back, which I couldn't really understand anyway. But there were, because they're in the same boat we are in terms of, you know, and there's a whole bunch of criteria on what puts you on the watch list. It's the number of cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, if the rate's going up, hospitalization rate, there's a whole checklist, and we meet the criteria for a few of them to be on the watch list. And we're hoping that changes, you know, sooner rather than later, but we don't know. So for at least the beginning of the school year, all of our students will be in distance learning from home. And we're going to have our superintendent and our assistant superintendent of educational services on the show next week, which will be right before school starts, to give us the full overview on what that looks like. But you are here today because we need our families to know that this is not optional. This is the marching orders of the state of California, that you will educate your students and they will be in school. Even if they're not physically sitting in their classrooms, they will be learning.
Yes.
So unlike the spring, which was hold harmless, please come, please engage, and if you can't, there are no penalties. I mean, that was what pretty much every district did. Kids were able to increase their grades by doing the work that they missed and by showing up and doing the assignments that the teachers were still providing and still directing them to do. But if they didn't, oh, well, you know, in terms of, and I'll tell you what, you can probably talk about this. It's not, oh, well, because the kids who didn't show up in the spring are probably going to have a tougher time when they come back to school August 5th. But tell us about how attendance is going to be measured and all of that good stuff.
Well, so first, I wish I could give you the specifics,
right.
But of course, again, things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still waiting on some guidance from the state in terms of what will actually the format for measuring. But right now, we are working on developing our own sort of plan in terms of what will count, because we will be looking at participation as opposed to what obviously used to be attendance, which was sitting physically in a room. And so right now, based on the legislation, we are looking at being able to measure assignment completion, completing assessments, participating in the live daily instruction, and then also just being in contact with the teacher, with the school, those kinds of things. So there's multiple ways for families to kind of get the attendance credit, I guess is kind of how we put it. But the biggest, the most important thing is being connected with their teacher and with their school. And so right now, what we're really trying to do is start getting some messaging out to make sure that parents have provided us up-to-date phone numbers, email addresses, that they're connected with every possible way that we provide information, following on Facebook, you know, checking the district website, and then we're also looking at putting the application for Parent View, which is the application we use for parents to be able to check attendance and grades and that sort of thing, getting that form, the registration form online, so that parents won't have to go to a school site as they used to do to apply for Parent View. But now they'll be able to register online, submit that with an ID, because we are very protective of student records. We're not just going to hand them out to anybody. But there's lots of ways that parents can be.
Well, they'll be able to upload their ID online.
Yes.
And, you know, I have to say that I think that that's been one of the, if I call it a barrier, that sounds a little harsh, but There have been quite a few parents who haven't taken advantage of Parent View.
Yes.
And I think probably the number one reason is it's too complicated, or I don't have the app, or I don't, you know, I can't go to the school, I can't, you know. And the reason that we had all that in place was for the protection of student confidentiality, making sure that it is the parent, and we'll still do that. But in the era we're in now, you know, we have to really move everything online, because that's in being in person is risky.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so if we need to minimize that as much as possible. So that's really good news. So please watch, you know, we'll do auto dialers. We'll probably do a mailing. We're going to let you know how to do this. I'm hearing from parents every day saying, I haven't heard from my school. Does this mean my kid's not enrolled anymore? And said, nope. If you're enrolled, you're enrolled. Relax. And we're going to get to it as soon as we possibly can. But it's just that without all the pieces,
right.
You know, you give out a little information and then comes a flood of questions that you don't have the answers to.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is wait until we have as much information as we possibly can. And
yes.
There will still be questions, no doubt.
Yes.
Because we've become accustomed around here to using the expression building the plane as we're flying it. And There is no better expression, because this is all new.
Right.
You know, we always look to our county officials and our state officials to basically
right.
tell us what should we do. They don't know.
Right.
You know, and a lot of the stuff we're coming up with ourselves, because they just don't know.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I do think Palm Springs Unified has been ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Really trying to not wait for that guidance.
Right.
And so, again, thinking about some of those specifics that we can't give, like I said, about attendance and that sort of thing, really the biggest thing is that making sure that parents and students know that school is starting on August 5th, that classes are beginning, and that there will be a schedule for them to follow, because we seem to get a lot of questions in student services right now where parents are saying that they don't understand that school is starting, because you hear the phrase, oh, schools aren't reopening, and so they think school just isn't happening. And so we want to make it very clear that school is starting August 5th, and that we want students to be engaged from that morning in the first set of classes that they have.
And, you know, I mean, I think one of the things that we all get used to in our lives is routine,
mm-hmm.
and especially for kids.
Absolutely.
And so You're like, well, what's the routine? All right, we're going to figure that out. And it may take a little while. Mm-hmm. And so be patient, and there will be a routine. And once it becomes a routine, it's going to be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And we may find that a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
You know, there are different challenges. You know, there are distractions at home, and there are, you know, dogs barking and and phones ringing. And we'll deal with all of that. But the most important thing is to make sure that your kids show up. Mm-hmm. And we are having a lot of, courses online, and also where the school's going to be pushing them out for the parents to learn about the online platforms and Zoom and Google Classroom and the other ones that the teachers are using, so that they can understand how it works, so they can help their kids. Mm-hmm. Because they will need help. And the most important thing, and I am sure you would agree, is that you need to, if you aren't getting it, if your kids are frustrated, reach out to your teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's what they're there for. And right. They're going to be challenged too. It's a whole different world, but they're right there.
And we have a whole group of support staff that want to be able to, if a student is struggling, if a parent is struggling, and the teacher was teaching the class, we have all this other support staff that can reach out at different times to be able to, you know, we have programs that will be offering tutoring that can work directly with parents. Our Family Engagement Center is doing some amazing things to educate parents to be able to support them. So, yeah, that's what I say. The connection, the communication is the biggest thing that we will need to have in place during this time. Because if we don't know what's happening and what people are struggling with, then it's hard to address that.
All right, don't just throw in the towel. Because they're, you know, it's you're really doing a disservice to your children mm-hmm. by doing that in so many different areas. Aside from the whatever penalties there will be for not showing up, because there are, it's the law. You mm-hmm. have to show up, whether it's in person or online, however instructions being provided. It's a requirement that your kids show up. Yes. Aside from that, you're doing them a disservice in terms of their learning. If you just if you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KGX and KWXY, and my guest is our coordinator of student services, Lisa Todd, and we are talking about returning to school on August 5th and the importance of attendance. And do we have a name for a campaign that goes with this?
We do. So we're going to be rolling out a campaign that is You Count, Don't Miss Out. And in Spanish, it's tu cuentas, no te la pierdas. I'm working on that, saying that better. But the whole idea is that we want to make sure that no student misses out on this opportunity. And so not showing up for class is a missed opportunity for learning. And it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be the same. And we know that there are other things that students are physically missing, you know, in terms of some of the activities and things that we can do when everybody's together. But right now, this gives students the opportunity to connect with their peers, to connect with their teachers. We know that relationships at schools make a huge difference with students being able to make progress and all of that. And so, as you were saying before about removing some of those barriers, we're trying to make things easier for students to access, for parents to access. And so we really just don't want any kid to miss out on these opportunities. And every kid in our district does count. So we want to make sure that they are all part of this process.
You know, if you are not part of the technological society, or whatever, however you want to phrase it, and you're not spending your time in the world of Zoom or Google Classroom or any of the other platforms, you really don't know how much you can do mm-hmm. with this technology. Thank goodness for it, mm-hmm. because I can't even fathom what this entire country and the entire world would be doing if we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I mean, could you imagine? It's terrible now. Right. And I mean, if we didn't have the technology and being able to at least connect and talk to people this way.
We'd be on the phone.
And and I mean, you can't, you know, I see the difference between some of the organizations are still using the WebEx or whatever where you get on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good because you talk over each other, you can't see each other, you don't know who's gonna say something. And you know, it's tough if you're in a Zoom meeting with 150 people.
Yes.
It's very challenging. But then you can break out into smaller groups and that's a lot more effective. And I know that the teachers are gonna be engaging our kids differently, but they will engage them. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to just be them talking at the kids. I know that they're going to be reaching out to them. I'm sure they're going to have a family meeting. And I will talk to our superintendents next week about this, about, you know, the beginning of the year. And I just hope that we can reassure parents a little bit that you're not just going to be, you know, your kid's
right.
just going to be out there.
And it is going to be different than the spring. And as I said earlier about, you know, our side of things working harder than they ever have this summer, every teacher I know has been basically, especially because people aren't traveling, so they figure they might as well get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And teachers are very concerned about making sure that kids are engaged, and they want to make sure that kids get the most out of this experience. Believe me, it's not ideal, and there's no teacher that I know who wants to keep kids off campus and keep kids home forever. It is, you know, right now that's the nature of things where we are right now. So they want to make this experience the best it possibly can be.
And still in all, you know, the health and safety of
Absolutely.
Our students and our staff has to be the priority, has always been and always will be the priority. And it's just not safe right now for us to bring everybody back
right.
as much as we all want that.
Right.
And anybody who thinks differently is just crazy.
Right.
I mean, I'm just being blunt.
Right.
There's just, we all want that.
Right.
Even the people that you hear say, I will not come back, because there are plenty of parents that just say, flat out,
yeah.
I'm not coming back. And there's a lot of parents that said, I want out for the whole year. Guess
mm-hmm.
what? You can do that.
Yep.
You can't be out. You can
right.
be out of the classroom.
Yes,
you can
be in a
right. There's no, you can't opt out of school.
Right.
That's not an option. You can, however, and I've been telling parents through, you know, email and postings and however we can get that message out, that regardless of when we return to a hybrid program where we can bring kids back, your child does not have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Your child can continue in distance learning at least for the entire school year. And
yes.
who knows what's going to happen after this.
Right.
Some people may absolutely love it and they want to continue for the rest of their schooling that way. And I think we're going to do that.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it,
Absolutely.
You know, we were kind of, I mean, we have our Desert Learning Academy, which is kind of a hybrid program. It is a hybrid
yeah.
program right now. It's been in place for a few years already, where kids come at the upper grade levels. They come once a week at elementary. They come a couple times a week, and the rest of it is done online.
Mm-hmm.
And some kids do very, very well in that kind of atmosphere. For those
yeah.
kids, the kids who have been at Desert Learning Academy, they're probably like,
yeah.
I've been doing this anyway.
Right.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's an experiment by necessity.
Yeah. And we've definitely found, I mean, some students have found that they're really thriving in this
mm-hmm.
kind of environment. And so that's awesome to know that and to be able to
find
those options.
And Lisa, mm-hmm. haven't there been conversations for years about the fact that some kids don't need to be sitting there all day every day
mm-hmm.
in order to succeed?
Absolutely.
Because their
and
brains are wired that they're able to just, you know, do it. They're able to read the book and occasionally ask a question, but they can
yeah.
get it on their own. And then there are other kids that need more support
mm-hmm.
than, and we're going to make sure that they have that.
Right. I mean, there's never been a time where we haven't realized more the one-size-fits-all education thing just doesn't fit.
No, and we knew that anyway.
Yeah.
And when it is safe to do so, the first thing that we will do is bring back kids in small groups,
mm-hmm.
the kids that need extra support for whatever reason, either their children with special needs or they're just not,
mm-hmm.
they need to have interaction with school people, whether it's their teacher, a counselor. Our mental health department hasn't stopped since this whole thing started. Not much in person, but a lot of telehealth, and that will continue, and we will, you know, bring kids back in as it's safe to do so. We've been here, you know, some of us have not been physically in the office every day, but we haven't missed a beat. We're essential workers and we're here. And before we run out of time, I want to ask you, what else is on your agenda for sharing with parents at this point, as we're less than 2 weeks out of starting school?
One of the other things I'm working on with Ruby Rivera's coordinator of family engagement, but we are trying to put together a list of kind of the frequently asked questions, because both our sides of things are getting the phone calls from parents who are concerned, and we'd like to be able to push that out in as many formats as possible, try and connect with all of our ways to connect in various groups online to try to be able to mail that, you know, whatever it is, because we want to be able to provide as much information ahead of time as possible.
We did do, you know, we did, and we're talking about doing a few more, but we did town hall meetings a few weeks ago that were very well attended and very helpful, I think, for the parents and for us to hear what was on their mind. And I'm thinking maybe there should be a few of those that are more directed, like on a particular topic.
You know,
like CD is doing some of those, but those are so, I mean, they're massive. You know, I think, I don't know if our families would feel as connected as it would be if, you know, you ran one or Ruby ran one. And they are happening. I mean, the education classes on the technology platforms, they're full as soon as they're put in place. So, and that's why the schools are going to start doing them as well, you know, so the parents can interact with parents from their own site. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot more of that. So stay tuned, and, you know, our superintendent will keep pushing out video messages, and we will, I mean, you know, I have to say, I went kicking and screaming about social media, you know, when I was a little late to the game, and the amount of increase in social media engagement in all of our platforms has been unbelievable, because that's how people are getting their information.
Right.
So keep watching, and we'll keep providing the information. And what's the motto?
You count, don't miss out.
I love it. And you know what? That's good for attendance, and it's also good for the census, because we're still trying to get that done too.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that kind of, I feel really badly for the people who are doing the census work, because it kind of, that all got, I mean, it's been pushed out. We have more time to get it done, and we're trying to help as much as we can, but we can't do as much as we thought we could.
Right.
And we had people assigned at each site that we're going to, you know, be doing site level in-person kind of things. We can't do that right now. So please, if you haven't done your census survey,
it's so easy.
It takes literally like 7 minutes. None of the information is shared. It's just so that we can receive, in the schools, we can receive the funding that we get from those numbers. Same with the municipalities.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Everybody counts.
Everybody counts in attendance and in the census.
And the census.
Lisa, thank you for everything that you do. We will have you back sooner rather than later for an update, because there'll be plenty of them.
Absolutely.
And as I mentioned earlier, next week our guest will be our Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Sandra Lyon, and our Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services, Dr. Mike Sweezy, to talk about the first few weeks of the 2020-21 school year and what they will look like. We know it begins August 5th. Our show airs each Sunday right here on KWXY and KGX. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Jasmine and Myra. We'll see you next week.